Welcome to the OVW Podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. My name is Tony Bryan, and I'm your executive producer. And so today, it is a Thursday in the feed, and you know what that means. It's time for one of the OVW interviews, actually multiple OVW interviews. So let me explain what you're going to hear here. A couple of weeks ago, we had a Lexington Comic and Toy Convention right here in, surprise, Lexington. And while there, Brian spent several minutes with multiple members of the OVW team who were there just meeting fans at the con. In this, you're going to hear from Josh Ashcraft, Eric Cornish, Jake Cloy, Doug Basham, and then finally, Jackman will join Brian, and they will briefly speak with Tony Evans. These will just kind of, each one of these are introduced separately, and they're fun little interviews. And we hope you enjoy it, and here we go.
Good afternoon, folks. I'm Brian Hines, and I'm here at the Lexington City Comic Con, and I happen to run into Josh Ashcraft.
You better get it right. Do you know who you're dealing with?
I do now.
Yeah, exactly. You do. I'm the man that led the Legacy Brutality the longest reign in OVW Tag Team Championship history, both consecutive and combined. So, you know, put a little respect on my name there, Brian.
My apologies. My sincerest apologies.
All good, brother.
Are you having a good time out here today?
Oh, man, I am having an absolute blast. Coming to things like this, it's one of my favorite things to do before I ever broke into the wrestling business. And thanks to the wrestling business, I've been able to come do all kinds of neat stuff. Like, I've got a guest badge. I can go wherever I want. This is fantastic.
That's true. It's a neat experience.
It really is, you know. And the cool thing about it is you get to see so many people that come up and they say, hey, man, I've watched you on TV. I'm from this place. I'm from that place. It's like, that's fantastic. We had a gentleman come up to the booth earlier that thanked all of us for, you know, being there during dark periods in their life. And that's one of the best things in wrestling. That's one of the most fulfilling things, putting smiles on faces and making good memories with people, man. So this is a blast.
It is such a wonderful thing to be able to connect through wrestling and unite people through wrestling and just find that common thread that has given so much pleasure to all of us over the years. And especially in a setting like this, I mean, there are so many different people that are into so many different things, so many walks of life, so many different costumes.
Yeah.
If you are just here as a fan,
yeah,
where would you gravitate towards? What would be your first stop, whether it's here in the vendors room or downstairs in the celebrity room?
If I'm being completely honest, it would be the vendors room first off, and here's the reason as to why. I love weird enamel pins. I love horror stuff. I love spooky things. Coming up to the vendors hall, like I told Doug and Becky Katie, Becky, we love Becky to death. She takes so good care of us when we're at these things. I told them, I said, look, you're going to have to take my wallet, because otherwise I ain't paying bills this weekend. I'm going to blow every dime here, and I've already spent $50. I haven't even been here 2 hours.
I completely understand the feeling, man. Looking around, there are so many things I'd love to get out of here. And right off the bat, you got me for 20 because I saw that shirt that you had, and it's like, I can't pass that up. I have to have a shirt.
Limited run, man. I only have a handful left. That's going to be a design that I'm going to retire here pretty soon, because I actually have a new T-shirt design in the works. It'll be up on OVWshop.com probably within the next month or so.
You hear that, folks? Limited edition merch. If you can find us here at the Comic-Con on the third floor, there's just a few of them left. I got mine. I hope you get yours. And I think we'll wrap it up for now, but thank you so much for spending time with us today. And
absolutely. Hey, just so everyone knows, this podcast is one of the things that the OVW guys, we love, we listen to, and we appreciate you.
Wow, thank you so much. That really means
welcome,
so much from you, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Good afternoon, folks. It's me, B. Hines, again at the Lexington City Comic Con. And I was lucky enough to grab a couple of seconds with an official part of OVW, the voice of the Valley, Eric Cornish. Eric, how are you doing today, my man?
I am a jerk of a man. No.
I don't believe that for a second, because it is our opinion unofficially at the OVW podcast that you are indeed a very good guy. Ask Jackman. He'll tell you several times.
I really appreciate that, and I hear it often, and I thought it was a joke originally, but it's nice to know that you really think that of me, and I appreciate that. You guys are nice guys, too.
We certainly do, and we figured once we started this, there would be like some playful rivalry. And we are going to have to pick on somebody.
Well,
and we unanimously agreed that it was not going to be you, because you are indeed a good guy, and you were the first person who ever said hi to us, and that meant a lot to the OVW podcast team.
Well, the clash of official and unofficial, you know, the lines will be blurred, I think, as time goes on, but, you know, what little tension exists, we'll just hide that for now.
Yeah, we'll table that for now, along with the ladders and chairs and what have you. So, I'm pretty much asking people a lot of the same things. What is your experience here at the con? If you were here as a fan, what would you be going for and why? Or are there people that you are dying to meet downstairs? Or what? Take me through a typical day for you at a Comic-Con besides seeing a giant chicken.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's something. That's definitely something right there. Makes me hungry here, and I'd like to Kentucky fry that. Yeah,
you and me both, man. 11 yeah. Herbs and spices, delish.
But no, I mean, I'm new to the con scene. This is brand new to me, so it's I do love the variety of people and other things that you see around here. But this morning, before the doors opened, I was walking around just to see where everybody was going to be sitting, and I saw the one and only Bozo the Clown. And I was like, I have to go and say hello. And I did.
Wow. He is a legend. Especially in the Chicagoland area. I used to watch him on WGN growing up. Right. And I woke my mom up one morning because one little girl got to number 6 on the grand prize game and got the bike. And my 7-year-old self was just losing it. And I woke her up and she was not sharing my enthusiasm in that moment. But I totally get where you're coming from as far as Bozo goes.
Awesome.
Who else are you here to see, or what else are you here to do besides fry that giant chicken over there?
If I had a chance to meet the American Gladiators that are here, so Nitro and Ice from the American Gladiators, I mean, that's huge. Jerry Gurgich, you know, one of my favorite shows is Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So if I could say, damn it, Jerry, you know, it'd be great. And then, of course, all the legends, you know, from WWF fame, Jake the Snake and Hacksaw and Sergeant Slaughter. Hope I get the chance to rub elbows with them. And, of course, Mick already, you know, Mick thankfully has been hanging with us a little bit. So I've got a chance to say hi to Mick.
Oh, sure. I'm sure running into Mick is just like, oh, hey, I'll see you at work sometime.
I never thought it would be that way with him or Al Snow, who I, you know, get to make your mom jokes with on a daily basis. And sometimes I got to step back and go, I'm literally making fun of Al Snow's mother. But I have no problem doing that because, as he will tell you, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Trust me, he'll tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he will. And he will tell. You know, he will take 3 hours to tell you that. But he will definitely tell you that. And they
not
will be
listening. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Well, we definitely need to get you in the studio sometime so we can sit down and have more of a formal talk in our traditional interview setting. But just to be able to run into you here at the Comic-Con was a great pleasure, and I look forward to us having you in the studio and seeing you at Davis Arena.
You know, it is a pleasure, and we tease unofficial, official, it doesn't matter. Obviously, we've been on a little hiatus. Things are coming back, and we've got some new interesting things coming with Ringside Podcast. But in the meantime, I love what you guys do. I really do. It means a lot to not just me, but all of us. And the reason that you see so many people being kind to you guys is because this is something we've not experienced in a very long time. So for you guys to say, we like what you do enough to cover what you do, that means a lot to us. So I want you to understand why you get the reception from us that you do. So thank you for covering us and being so kind to our product.
You guys go out there and put on a hell of a show week after week. You put your bodies on the line. You put your mental health on the line. And we've all been big fans for as long as we can remember, and we just did this as a way to say thank you for what you do.
Thank you. It's much appreciated, and it means a lot to know that what we do, there's other people watching. Because I know it's good for us because we love what we do, so to see that other people love what we do and want to tell other people about it, that's great. So thank you, guys.
That's what we're here for, is to literally tell everybody, hey, come check you guys out, because we think that you're the best thing going in wrestling these days. Thanks again. Good afternoon, folks. It's B. Hines with the OVW Podcast coming to you again from Lexington City Comic Con. And I'm out here in the crowd, and I ran into referee Jake Cloyd. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Just working.
Just working, huh?
Yeah.
So outside of work capacity, do you come to these a lot?
It's actually my first one in a long time. As a kid, I came here, but after that, you know, I took a little break. But I'm really excited to be back.
Oh, wow. How long has it been since you've been to a Comic-Con?
Had to be like 8th or 9th grade, so probably about 8 or 9 years.
I didn't realize that there was going to be math involved. Wow, okay.
But I did it.
You sure did. So what were you into when you came to a Comic-Con last time? Like, what was the big draw for you to say that you had to be here?
It was that girl from The Walking Dead, Carol. I'm trying to think of her name. Melissa McBride. Yeah, I met her.
Okay. Cool.
I dressed up in Naruto robes and stuff. I had an Akatsuki outfit on.
Good deal. I'm not really a big fan of zombies myself, so I've never watched The Walking Dead, although ZDP is kind of growing on me here in the last little bit. But so what's your day like here now?
Here today?
Yeah, like if you were here as a fan, what would you go to, and is there anybody downstairs that you would like to meet this year?
Troy Baker. Yeah, he did Pain and Naruto, so I'd like to, and the Joker in the video game series, so I'd like to see that. He has a very good voice. Mick here, Mick Foley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Hacksaw, Jake the Snake, those are people I'd like to see.
Good deal. So what was it like being part of the Netflix series, and what was running through your mind when they made it official that you guys were going to have a reality series on Netflix a couple of years ago?
It made me like Matt Jones a lot more than I did at the time, because I saw how much he actually put into what we were doing. And it being there, it was very easy. Like, nothing, you know, I just did what I did. You know, I was a referee. I just counted to three. That was really just about it. They put a mic on me 3 or 4 times, and, you know, it was so easy. They were just there. I did our thing, you know, and that was it. It was really cool. Like, I liked being there, and, like, it was really, like, to see, like, the professionalism that Netflix and BBC, like, brought to OVW when we didn't have that before was absolutely insane. What do I got next to me? Okay, I don't care. But, yeah, that's it was really cool to see us be, like, on a level that we weren't, you know, previously.
Sure.
Production-wise, because they had, I remember the Country Boy show, they had a whole light crew that came in and made us look like stars. That episode, the Country Boy episode on Netflix, I think it's episode 1 or 2. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Yeah, that was episode 1, and we were all actually there that night in attendance. Yeah, I came down and stayed with senior producer Victor, and we went to see wrestling, which is not, you know, out of the ordinary for us. And Jackman was there, too, but I hadn't met Jackman yet. Were you there, Brian? Okay, so out of all of us on the podcast team, 3 of us were there, including senior producer Victor. But you're absolutely right. That first episode, everybody looked like $1 million. Everybody looked like a star. And it was a great way to start off the Netflix series. And it was a great introduction for me because that was my first OVW show as well. And since that first time out at Country Boy, I was hooked, and I've been watching you guys ever since. And as a referee, I know that you've had some instances in the ring where sometimes things don't go as planned, or sometimes people actually really, really get seriously injured. What's the scariest thing you've seen in terms of something like that, or can you say off the top of your head?
Probably just a bad bump that I see coming. You know, if you can tell when they're, you know, doing their stuff, if they're not positioned right, or if you know, they slip. So I've seen a couple instances where someone has gone down and landed on their neck in an awkward way, and that's probably the one that there. It's been a few times, not all at OVW, but it just happens, and you can really see it coming like 3 or 4 seconds before it happens, and sometimes not even. It just, you know, they do a bad flip, and those are probably the worst ones to see, and the ones that we really have to look out for, and I have to go check on them to make sure that they're, you know, okay.
We've been covering OVW Live at the Davis Arena for about 6 months now, and we've seen some scary ones ourselves. There was a time when Will Austin almost went into the second row, and Crystal got hit with that guitar the other night. Brutal. So, yeah, both of those were pretty brutal. On top of Ryan Von Rocket getting hit with the fine champagne bottle the other day, And I'm glad that everybody is all right. I saw them both on this week's episode. And I'm glad that you're all right. And for the rest of the day, make sure that you're safe and make sure that you tuck your chin.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on here.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
We'll see you around. Hey, folks, this is Behinds with the OVW Podcast, coming back with you again from the Lexington City Comic Con. And who do I have with me this time but none other than OVW superstar Doug Basham. Doug, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks for finally getting me on the OVW Podcast.
Well, it's going to be like I try to tell everybody else. It's like when we go and see you guys at Davis Arena, I want all the shirts. I want all of the merch. I want to talk to everybody. It's just you can't do everything all at once, but I'm glad that we finally got a chance to talk to you. We've really been looking forward to it. What is your favorite part about a day like this at the Comic-Con?
Man, meeting the fans that come out, that's the best thing for me. And having some of the fans come up and go, man, I've been watching you ever since. It makes me feel old. I've been watching you since I was real little, and I'm like, well, what do you mean real little? You look like you're the same age as me. You know? But anyway, I love it, man. And just seeing their faces light up and smile, and then you sign a picture, then I ask them, come back, let's take a selfie. And they come back and take a selfie, and they're just kind of like shaking a little bit, you know, because like they're nervous. But, you know, I don't hurt anybody. I'm very gentle. I don't bite.
Unless you step out of line, then it's a whole different story.
Yeah, then it's a different story.
So we won't be doing any of that. We will keep it good, and we will still be unofficial and all that. But what's it like being part of OVW these days? Because it's been a really, really big year. And I know that it's going to be even bigger. How do you feel about that?
You know, being one of the OVW originals, right, way back in the day with Nightmare Danny Davis. I don't know if many people know, but I'm Nightmare Danny Davis's nephew. And I was the very first student at OVW. Started all the way back, even before OVW was even formed, at the Nightmare Danny Davis School of Professional Wrestling. So I started over there in Portland, Kentucky, is where Danny had his first school. So I've been here from the very beginning. You know, I was 20 years old, and it's when I started training. And seeing the evolution of OVW has been quite a ride, man, because I was there when we were at Portland, Kentucky. I was there when we came over to Jeffersonville, Indiana on Watt Street. I was there when we switched over one street to Mechanic Street. And then also whenever we came over here to Louisville, Kentucky, or this is Lexington, but when we came over to Louisville, Kentucky, and then going through the developmental system, and then watching everybody come through, and then going away for about 10 years, coming back now that Al Snow has OVW, and then seeing all the changes that have been made, watching how Al has kept that OVW platform alive for all these new young wrestlers, giving them a place to come and hone their skills so they can move up to a bigger platform. And then the new investors coming in and just making all the changes to OVW, making it a better place to be. It has been one hell of a ride, man. Can I say hell? Oops.
Yes, that's totally fine. We've had people say much worse.
Okay. It's been a great ride, man, and I'm so glad to be back here to helping Al with OVW, being a producer with the company now, being an road agent with the company now, helping with the creative, being the head trainer at the OVW Academy. Man, it feels good to be back in wrestling so I can give back to wrestling what wrestling has given to me.
That's a recurring theme with people that have been around for a little bit. Cash Flow kind of had the same sentiment as far as being in long enough to give back and stuff. And you certainly are doing that with the OVW Academy. Tell me what it's like to be the head trainer for that.
Well, it's challenging at times, you know, because you got people coming in who just are passionate but not athletic. And then you have people who are athletic but not passionate. And then it's my job to get the most and challenge each and every one of the students that pay their hard-earned money to come in here. Now, I'm the advanced trainer, so they've got to go through the beginner's class, which is with Cash Flow.
That's right.
Then they got to go through the intermediate class, which is Tony Gunn.
Also correct.
And then if you make it through those two guys, and they're 12-week, they're 12 weeks at a beginner's, 12-week at intermediate.
Yeah.
And then you have 12 weeks to me. If you can make it 24 weeks and get to me, and it's looking like you're probably going to make it out of the class And those two other guys are really good at what they do. So by the time they get to me, I feel like it's time to rock and roll and really put them through the ringer. But I've been here now, and I've produced one class, I think. I've had one class come out. One in that class was Donovan Cecil. He was one of our stars. He's an OVW Academy guy. We have
a big favorite of ours at the podcast.
Big favorite of mine. And when I say
so.
Big, I mean big, right? mammoth. Well, I've had two classes come out. I had another class that came out. It had Justice, the Iceman. Yeah. Iceman. He's a very athletic guy also. Yeah. So we're producing some pretty good talent. And once they come out, you know, they're still green and still new.
Sure.
But they keep coming to the classes that I have for our advanced, I call it a roster class. So I have every Monday, and then these guys who graduated come to this class and they continue to learn. And it's so refreshing, and it makes me feel good to see these guys chase their dream, achieve their dream, and get the proper training that Al Snow feels that they need to put, because Al Snow's name's getting put on each and every one of these guys. My name's getting put on each and every one of these guys, along with Tony and Cash. So we want to make sure the people that we put out there are going to get the proper training. But you're just not getting training on how to wrestle with the OVW Academy. This is what's great. I wish I would have had this OVW Academy back when I broke into the sport of wrestling as well. You're getting finance. You're getting production, you're getting writing, you're getting history, you're getting all kinds of stuff that I never got. And it's so if maybe wrestling in ring is not quite for you, you're learning how to do all the stuff behind the scenes as well.
Well, that was something that I didn't know about the OVW Academy. And one of the things that I love about doing these little interviews and spots is just those little kernels of knowledge that I walked in and I didn't have before, just like you being the very first student. And all that. If somebody were to be interested in finding out more about the OVW Academy, how would they be able to do that?
Well, you would go on to ovwrestling.com and you'd look up the Academy and you'd fill out an application and you'll have the contacts there. That's the best way to get to the OVW Academy. And you'll get contacted with we call him Cornbread and Becky Katie. So they'll be ones looking at your applications, reaching back out to you, and then moving forward from there. That's pretty much ovwrestling.com. And there's a section on there that says the Academy. So that's how you find out about that.
Where do you think the OVW is going to go from here? I would suppose that you probably know, and there are some things that you aren't allowed to say. Can you give us any sort of hint or a teaser of something that we might want to keep an eye out for?
Okay. Let's see. Got to be careful here.
You're able to.
We are always, we're growing by leaps and bounds, right?
Ever
since the Netflix series Wrestlers came out, we've been selling out the house every week at OVW and been selling out our pay-per-views. And we've also brought on another investor who's invested some money. We've gotten more sponsors like Dano Seasoning. We're having a Dano Seasoning tour this spring and summer. Hot Point has came in and helped with more financing, because it takes money to make money, right? So they're coming in and helping us with that. And of course, we welcome all sponsors. If you want to come and help us, you want to come and help OVW, OVW Wrestling, OVWrestling.com, and we'll get back to you. Always looking for sponsors. So our end game, obviously, you know, is we would love to be on a national TV network somewhere. And, you know, and we're still working on trying to get we're still working on trying to get there. We're that little train that, like Cash said on Netflix, with a little engine that could, right? So I think I can. I think they can. But now going up that mountain, I think we're at the top of it. We're almost at the top, about ready to just blow the doors wide open on the OVW arena. So just keep watching. That's about as far as I'm going to go with that. I know we have a lot of big plans going to different states. We have some tours. I think we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be going over to Illinois. I think we'll be hitting up Ohio, some tour dates. Go to ovwrestling.com so you can get your tickets and see where we're going to be coming. Coming to a arena near you.
Wow, you'll be in my neck of the woods, in Ohio. So we'll be glad to have you.
looking forward to it, man. And watching all these kids, I call them kids because they're younger than me,
sure.
But watching all these kids just chase their dream, see the passion they have when they get in the ring and when they wrestle, and then when they come back through the curtain, and that's when my job really starts, and asking me, what could I have done to do better? How can this be better? What do we need to do? And then giving them the advice and watch them soak up all the critique, I guess you'd call it, soak it up like a sponge. That's what gives me joy. That's why I'm also back here in OVW.
I can't think of a better reason than that, folks. Thank you very much for your time, Doug. I certainly do appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be able to get some time and you can come into the studio and we can sit down and have a toast and talk like, guys do.
Absolutely, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the OVW podcast. It's a very special episode, a very special update in the feed today. We are joined today at the Lexington Comic Con by the three-time guest, Superior, Tony Evans. Tony, what a crowd we have here today.
All the nerds and turds are out strong. They're all showing up today. It's my first one of these, so it's been pretty cool.
I know that you're not as popular as, like, Al Snow or Freya the Slayer. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard around whenever I go out here and I talk to the people. Have you had a lot of attention today?
I get attention anywhere I go, all right? I walk into rooms, people's heads turn. That's just how it goes. That's how it's always going to go. When Superior Tony Evans walks in, you pay the fuck attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Evans. Thank you very much.